Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast going to be mainly cloudy today, cooler, high only around 70 degrees. Kenosha right now 64, 66 in Burlington, it's 68 in Milwaukee and 67 in Racine. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department's investigating a two-vehicle head-on crash last night in the 20900 block of Highway C, also known as Wilmot Road in the village of Bristol. Reports had a westbound car operated by a woman from Salem going out of control on a curve, exiting the road out of the north shoulder, from which the driver then overcorrected back out of the roadway and right into the path of an eastbound van. The 38-year-old woman ejected with the impact, pronounced dead at the scene by the medical examiner's office. A 23-month-old child in the woman's vehicle suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was treated at a hospital. Operator of the van, a 32-year-old man from Antioch, Illinois, getting significant injuries, taken up to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life after local hospital care. One of two drivers in a Racine County traffic crash Wednesday evening taken to Frederick Hospital. That person and three others in the second vehicle also suffering described what were serious injuries. Sheriff's Department has an SUV heading west on 2 Mile Road driven by a 58-year-old man. It failed to yield from a stop sign at Highway U in Yorkville, colliding with a southbound car containing three teenage girls. A release says the driver of the car was taken from the scene to Frederick in Flight for Life. The teenager suffering less serious injuries, taken to local hospitals. The other driver, non-life-threatening injuries. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling pitched his nearly $1 million plan for body cameras to the county's finance committee last night, said that it's a time of accountability and transparency, and the cameras are needed. The sheriff had unveiled that proposal about a year ago. He wants the cameras for every deputy and his correctional staff.
It's used for law enforcement to demonstrate transparency to the community and to document statements, observations, behaviors, and other evidence, and to deter unprofessional, illegal, and inappropriate behaviors by not only law enforcement, but also the public.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave had mentioned the cameras during his State of the County address a few weeks back, later explaining 170 would be purchased, including for the correctional officers in the jail. The cameras themselves would be purchased over 4 years, not as expensive as the equipment needed for the data storage. It's about $900,000 over a 5-year period. A Racine man is charged with misdemeanor disorderly conduct as a hate crime. He allegedly got into a verbal argument with a group of gay men at a local movie theater Wednesday morning. Mount Pleasant police called to the Renaissance Theater by the manager, who said 18-year-old Nicholas Sabala had threatened that he had a weapon in his car. Sabala also charged with disorderly conduct as domestic abuse for allegedly chasing his girlfriend into a bathroom and holding her up against her will until police got there. Officers said Sabala appeared to be impaired and that the girlfriend said that he had been drinking before arriving at the theater. In court, Sabala pled not guilty. He'll be back in court later in the month. The Kenosha County District Attorney's Office has filed two felony theft charges against a former bookkeeper and financial specialist for a pair of West End school districts. 55-year-old Mary Anderson of Salem alleged to have embezzled more than $29,000 from the Salem and Wheatland school districts to cover personal expenses. She's scheduled to make a first appearance on June 28th. Criminal complaint listing unapproved overtime payments, unauthorized use of district credit cards, and the improper use of other school funds. A recommendation to write off $800,000 in loans made more than 20 years ago for a proposed downtown Racine development project going to be considered by the City of Racine's Loan Committee at a special meeting coming up this morning. We get details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The loans were awarded to Main Lake LLC for the development of 13 residential units in the Main Lake building. The city's consulting attorney believes it's no longer possible to recoup the loans, which came from federal HUD home grant money and not from local tax revenue. In a news release, Amy Connolly, the director of city development, says while writing off a loan of this amount is concerning, the lending practices of the 1990s were less stringent than they are now, which require mortgages to back up loans from the revolving fund. City officials note that under the rules in effect at the time, the funding could have been granted, and writing off the loans will not violate any federal rules. The Loan Commission's recommendation will be forwarded to the Common Council. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Well, it was like one of the new block scheduling classes coming this fall in Racine Unified. Only the subjects for the new board members, the next fiscal year budgeting and performance contracts effective July 1st. Performance contracts are tied to facilities upgrades that offer energy efficiency and savings and don't count toward the state revenue cap. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen explaining the $7 million HVAC project at Jersted Elementary School. That is the next big target.
What we would do if the board wanted to pursue the performance contracting part of it, this year in October, early November, when you set the levy, you would set a levy including additional performance contract to cover this project. Also, in the meantime, we would be working with Johnson Controls and Train to have them both provide us plans or a bid, if you want to call it that, for this work.
On the fiscal year 2017 budget of $300 million and its many complexities, Superintendent Lolly Haas described it as a very good budget with a property tax decrease, but noted it's just preliminary to keep district operations going until the spending plan is finalized this fall.
We can make adjustments, and we will make adjustments, and you will hear us tell you adjustments. We'll start telling you, oh, enrollment's looking up, it's looking down, you know, it's looking like this is going to be this and not that. So you will hear us making these adjustments. We'll be sharing them with you in the Friday memo to the board or at a work session or at a board meeting at a superintendent report as it's appropriate.
Budget Director Mark Duff saying that the team looks at real money and theoretical money to make the district work financially and all the twists and turns in between.
This past week, we had the team, we were analyzing, we were calling our investment advisors to make sure we had enough money to get through this weekend. We're getting really low, and we were able to get some grant claims and funds in to just get through this weekend, because on Monday we get $42 million and we'll be fine.
The proposed tax rate right now, $972 per thousand assessed valuation. Duff reminding everybody it's very early in what's become a year-long process. Not recommended for budget inclusion, subpay, counselors, furniture replacement, digital record keeping, to name a few. And part of the district budgeting from now on, the Sportsplex in Sturtevant, Racine Unified, now officially owns it. A Kenosha Community Health Center clinic will be opening up in Silver Lake thanks to a $1 million federal grant. The new clinic, renovated space on the second floor of a building on 2nd Street, will allow the health center to bring its medical, dental, and behavioral psychology services to western Kenosha County. The Health Infrastructure Program grant is from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The Village of Mount Pleasant formally has a new park at the corner of 23rd and Meade Streets, right across the street from the first community-oriented policing house, and the name Paul Zine is connected to both. Village Park Advisory Board Chair Terry Meyer telling a pretty big crowd that the efforts of former Racine Police Chief Richard Paul Zine, who got the COP house concept moving in the city, they've been instrumental in Mount Pleasant's efforts in that part of the community. Dick Paul Zine said that it was a coordinated effort, Racine Community Outpost, but a lot of help from S.E. Johnson and the Racine Community Foundation.
June 1st of 1994, we bought our first community police house at 1522 West 6th Street. A lot of people don't remember that, but we own seven houses now, the Racine Community Outpost, but it's been a long process, but a lot of fun. And I'm just a recipient of all this.
Mount Pleasant's Police Chief Tim Zarzecki saying the COP house in the park is going to make the neighborhood, it's going to make it better, it's going to be a big difference.
We're hoping to enhance and change the neighborhood for a long time coming, for a long time into the future. We want to keep at it and do whatever we can. And our COP officers are doing a great job working with the city as well.
Paul Zine Park includes brick and mortar work and landscaping by local contractors, also playground equipment, all of it fenced in. And after word came that the popular Music on the Monument series might be canceled this year for lack of a sponsor, the Downtown Racine Corporation's announced that several have stepped forward and they're going to help keep the summer concert series going. They'll be held each Friday from 11:30 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon with a variety of musicians and musical styles. They will begin tomorrow and continue through August. This is the 14th season for Music on the Monument. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.